If you're not aware, I am not Pastor Bill McLeod. He is on vacation this Sunday and until next Saturday, so we hope that he has a renewed spirit when returning. Just a couple of announcements. Men's group will be canceled for tomorrow evening. And the first item under the announcement is the Gifts of Hope cans, and they should be brought in by next Sunday. To buy a stable costs $625. We can't really comprehend that here in Nova Scotia because that might buy you a small calf. This would buy a whole stable in some countries. We already have over $400 raised, so this looks like it'll be very attainable for us. Just a reminder to bring those cans in. The rest of the announcements I'll leave for you to read, and just want Darlene, she's got a presentation coming up about Operation Christmas Child. See the boxes over here, so she'll lead us in that.
Well, this day we're going to launch Operation Christmas Child for another season, and last year we filled 50 boxes. So I was wondering if we might just dream big again. And maybe 60 boxes we could fill this year. We'll work towards that goal. Now, these are the boxes, if you didn't do this before. These are the boxes. They're already made up for you. And in the box, you'll find a little green tag that says boy and a little red tag that says girl. And the ages of the child are on there. And yes, they're very small print. But when you decide what you want to do, and after you filled the box for that child, just glue it on the top of the box. And there's also a paper in here telling what you can put in the box. And new this year, there is no food or candy of any kind this year. And that's due to custom regulations. So that's all I know about that part, but that's what they say. And you can bring them back any time between now and the 15th of November, and you can just put them on the table over there. So that'll be our last day. Just remember, the 15th of November, and we'll have a little time of prayer for the boxes at that time. And after the service today, anyone's welcome to come up and take a box, two or three boxes. You can ask your friends to fill them. It doesn't have to be from this church family. It can be in the community or another community. And if you don't get them back here, I know Cinnamon Creek has a place you can take them there, and also the Salvation Army will take them there as well this year. So that's, we've been given this opportunity. Let's have a word of prayer. God, we thank you for this amazing opportunity to show a child your love and to give a child hope and joy through the items we pack in these boxes. Amen. Also got a little video I'd like you to watch, and you can't believe how much kids act like we do, but you'll get the idea when you see this.
Thank you. Our call to worship this morning comes from Psalm 105, reading from verses 1 through 11. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who rejoice seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance. Please stand and join in singing our opening hymn, number 68, Praise Thee, O God, our Redeemer. Is there another God like you, a God of justice and unfailing love, who stands by every promise made to his people, generation after generation? There is no other. You alone are God. And so we gather here this morning to worship you, to give you thanks, to proclaim your greatness, to sing your praise, to see your face, and to celebrate your faithful presence with us. We pray that your Spirit would guide and inspire our worship. Open our mouths to sing and speak your praise. Open our ears to hear your word. Open our eyes to see you at work among us. Open our minds to know what is the truth, and open our hearts to receive your love. And here we offer ourselves, our souls, our minds, and our bodies to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The responsive reading is found on the last page of your bulletins. As a prisoner of the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Be humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father, who is over all and through all, and in all.
But to each of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to them.
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
There shall be one flock and one shepherd.
She has a special piece of music to share with us.
Shadows gone, and I must see.
screen. Father in heaven, we thank you for the gifts and abilities you have given to each of us. Thank you for the expectation you have for us to share, so your name will be praised. Please bless these gifts to be used to further your plan, praying in our Savior's name. Amen. Join together in prayer. Precious Lord, we give you our hearts, minds, and bodies to use as you will. We have no life other than what you have given us. We have no purpose without what you have called us to and desired for us. Lord, we ask you to fill us with your presence and fill our minds and hearts with the glory of your love and grace. We are the clay. You are the potter. Mold us into the men and women you need us to be and we want to become. Father, you alone are worthy of our praise and our devotion. You alone are worthy of our heart's full attention. And you alone are worthy of our love. You have made us who we are. You have given us all we have. You have blessed us in realms far above our mind's ability to comprehend. You alone are our God, and you alone are the one we adore and desire to fully give our heart to. Thank you for each person here, and we ask you for your blessing as we join our voices in praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. By color this morning, pink, yellow, and brown. I just have to remember what goes where. Last year, our ladies' Bible study chose the book of Ephesians as our focus. It was put out by John MacArthur, one of his studies. Many truths and reflections that has helped us uncover deeper meaning and purpose in that book. It's a letter of encouragement and admonition written to remind believers of their immeasurable blessings in Jesus Christ. Not only to be thankful for those blessings, but also to live in a manner worthy of them. You might find someone stand up beside you in the next few minutes. We've got four different readers here this morning reading the first four chapters of Ephesians. As we listen to each chapter, let's imagine and even believe that it's written for us. Please enjoy. Assembly 2000, Dr. Lee MacDonald was one of his key speakers, and he happened to be speaking on Ephesians. I have them here today. I'll set them out if anyone would like to use them. It certainly sheds more light on this book in the Bible. 2 points, he said, if you get nothing else. It's first about reconciling ourselves to God, God reconciling us to Him, and being reconciled to one another. Certainly a lot of instruction in those words. In John MacArthur's study, one of the truths written is, it is natural for children to be like their parents. They have their parents' nature, and they instinctively imitate their parents' actions and behavior. Through Jesus Christ, God has given us the right to become His children. As Paul declared at the beginning of this letter, God predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will. Because our Heavenly Father is holy, we are to be holy. Because He is kind, we are to be kind. Because He is forgiving, we are to be forgiving. Because God in Christ humbled Himself, we are to humble ourselves. Because God is love, as His beloved children, we are to walk in love. This ability is not natural, however, but supernatural, requiring a new nature and the continuous power of the Holy Spirit flowing through us by obedience to God's word. I encourage you to finish that book. There's two more chapters. It completes that story for us. Our hymn to close this morning is number 424, The Servant Song. Stand together as we sing. See a closing blessing on the screen. Let's join together and read it. Go out into the world in peace. Be brave. Keep hold of what is good. never pay back wrong, encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak and the distressed, give due honor to everyone, be always joyful, pray continually, give thanks whatever happens, for this is what God in Christ wills for you. Amen.